Hello, welcome back to another episode of African Children's Stories, a podcast by EduTab Africa that aims to promote a reading culture in Africa. Today's story is titled Brave Fumele, which is published by the African Storybook Initiative. It is authored by Zandile Malaza and illustrated by Simon Mokoena. Michelle Lungatso will be our today's narrator, and I am your host, Magdalene Chorongo.
Fumele was a young woman from a very poor family. She lived with her family in a village called Kelani. There was only one road in and out of Kelani. Next to the village road was a tree. A large snake lived in that tree. People had to pass the tree to go to the clinic, shops, and to school. Whenever the snake had footsteps, it would drop from a branch onto the road. The snake made it very, very difficult for anyone to pass. The villagers tried to catch the snake, but they failed. No one was able to catch the snake. The chief offered a reward to anyone who caught the snake. Only men were allowed to take part in the challenge. Men of all ages tried to catch the snake, but they didn't succeed. They even tried working in teams. Still, they could not catch the snake. It was dangerous to move in and out of the village. Fumele went to the chief and said, "Allow me to take part in the challenge." People laughed at her. Because she was a woman. "You must be joking," they said. The chief thought about Fumele's request. The chief thought to himself, "The men of this village have failed to catch the snake. There is nothing to lose." He gave Fumele a chance, but he did not believe that she would succeed where men have failed. Fumele had a wise plan. She wove a very large basket. She added drawstrings so that the basket could close. She put the basket on her head and headed towards the tree. As usual, the snake had footsteps. It got ready to drop and block the way. Fumele was also ready for the big moment. "Today is the day," she thought as she approached the tree. When the snake dropped from the tree, it landed in the woven basket. Fumele quickly drew the strings to close the basket. The snake was trapped inside. Fumele carried the basket with the snake to the village. Everybody cheered. As she entered the gates of the chief's kraal, "Fumele is clever and brave. The chief must keep his promise," the people said. The chief rewarded Fumele with a big piece of land and a kraal full of cattle. She became the leader of that land. The people went to her for advice. The snake was taken to a snake park and the villagers were able to move freely.
Thank you for being part of the African Children's Stories community. Feel free to share your feedback through the links on the description. And also, if you'd love to be one of our storytellers, if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our upcoming stories. Till next time, toodles!